There was a deafening bang, and the sidecar broke away from the bike completely. Harry sped forward, propelled by the impetus of the bike's flight. Then the sidecar began to lose height. In desperation, Harry pointed his wand at the sidecar and shouted, "Wingardium Leviosa!" The sidecar rose like a cork, unsteerable, but at least still airborne. He had but a split second's relief, however, as more curses streaked past him. The three Death Eaters were closing in.
"I'm coming, Harry!"
Hagrid yelled out of the darkness. But Harry could feel the sidecar beginning to sink again. Crouching as low as he could, he pointed at the middle of the oncoming figures and yelled, "Impedimenta!" The jinx hit the middle Death Eater in the chest. For a moment, the man was absurdly spread-eagled in midair, as though he had hit an invisible barrier. One of his fellows almost collided with him. Then the sidecar began to fall in earnest, and the remaining Death Eater shot a curse so close to Harry that he had to duck below the rim of the car, knocking out a tooth on the edge of his seat.
"I'm coming, Harry! I'm coming!"
A huge hand seized the back of Harry's robes and hoisted him out of the plummeting sidecar. Harry pulled his rucksack with him as he dragged himself onto the motorbike seat and found himself back to back with Hagrid. As they soared upward away from the two remaining Death Eaters, Harry spat blood out of his mouth, pointed his wand at the falling sidecar, and yelled, "Confringo!" He knew a dreadful, gut-wrenching pang for Hedwig as it exploded. The Death Eater nearest it was blasted off his broom and fell from sight. His companion fell back and vanished.
"Harry, I'm sorry,
moaned Hagrid.
"I shouldn't have tried to repair it myself. You've got no room."
"It's not a problem. Just keep flying," Harry shouted back as two more Death Eaters emerged out of the darkness, drawing closer. As the curses came shooting across the intervening space again, Hagrid swerved and zigzagged. Harry knew that Hagrid did not dare use the dragonfire button again, with Harry seated so insecurely. Harry sent stunning spell after stunning spell back at their pursuers, barely holding them off. He shot another blocking jinx at them. The closest Death Eater swerved to avoid it, and his hood slipped, and by the red light of his next stunning spell, Harry saw the strangely blank face of Stanley Shunpike.
"Stan?"
"Expelliarmus!" Harry yelled.
"That's him! It's him! It's the real one!"
The hooded Death Eater's shout reached Harry even above the thunder of the motorbike's engine. Next moment, both pursuers had fallen back and disappeared from view.
"Harry, what's happened?"
bellowed Hagrid.
"Where have they gone?"
"I don't know." But Harry was afraid. The hooded Death Eater had shouted, "It's the real one." How had he known? He gazed around at the apparently empty darkness and felt its menace. Where were they?